love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ramble.
When I came out on that episode, I hadn't told my dad yet.
Having the curiosity in the acceptance is the gay agenda.
Smosh doesn't have an amazing track record with portraying gay people or gay characters.
That's a really nice way to put it. Not amazing.
She comes booming and she's like, oh my God, hello. I used to hate you.
Oh.
I literally never met her in my life.
Oh, even better. Got mine fresh out of the wash. They're clean.
Dry clean or did
you're
you
around. No, I get it. Yeah, it shrinks tumble. Every time a little.
Nice. I wish I could shrink mine. Guys, welcome to the Smosh Cast. We are here. This is a very special episode. Once again, I am not a white straight man with a beard. I'm not any of those. Wait, I'm white.
Oh, no, Courtney just realized she's white.
Oh, shit.
And I'm a man with a beard.
You're the beard guy today.
I'm the beard guy.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I worked really hard for this.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Smosh. We always have to have a white guy with a beard somewhere.
You're welcome. Yeah. Everyone calm down. We did it. It's fine.
I did put one under the table in case.
Nice.
A white man with a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that who's tickling me? Interesting.
Guys, yeah, this is a very special, prideful episode of the Smosh Cast. Quick thank you to Airbnb for sponsoring this episode. Today we have Tommy Bo, one of our lovely meme lords, and we have Monica Vasanandi.
Oh no, you're so close, but I'm
Vasandani?
Not going to tell. Yes.
Vasandani?
Yeah, okay, that's good enough.
Why don't you tell us?
Vasandani.
Vasandani.
Vasandani, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We did it.
I had Monica in my phone for the longest time as Monica Van Sandy.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, that's a cute last name.
I'm going to call you Van Sandy forever.
Monica Van Sandy. Now you're Monica Vans.
That's further away.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Great. We've done it.
Yeah, we did it. Tommy, is this your first podcast?
As a human being or here?
Both.
As a human being, no. I've done a podcast or two in my day. Here, yes, first time. This table is not the size I thought it was.
Really?
Did you think it was bigger?
Yeah.
I thought it was like the biggest table I've ever seen. But
really?
I could fit this in my pocket.
It's a tiny little guy, but the legs on it are huge and like in
They're
the way.
They're very
That's
obtrusive.
My type.
Always in the way. Yeah, but so it's Pride Month, guys. And so we brought our three... The top queers.
Yeah. Yeah, top Smosh
queers. We are the
queers.
Top. We did it.
We are
it's us.
The yeah. only top queers.
Everyone else is just below us.
Yeah. It's well, true. I killed one.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not a hate crime because we're both gay.
Yeah. That works.
Oh, that's awesome. Guys, it wasn't until this last year that I actually fully kind of got to know you guys. I'm excited that you're on here because, like, I love you both, obviously. But it was, like, it took me a while to like, open up and, like, get to know you guys. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day, you were sitting. It was
around
Josh, Sarah, Marissa, then you all the way in the back and the cubicles. How did it feel being in the back of that old office?
It sucked.
Yeah, and then you were also even more in the back in the writer's room.
Yeah, I mean,
I
was definitely in the weird corner, and Tommy was like my secretary sitting outside our office. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never let anyone see you. I always said you were busy.
I appreciate that.
Per your request.
Yeah, but you never made any of my appointments.
Per your request.
That's true.
You're free forever.
You guys definitely felt really far away, emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're
close. We did it.
We did it. And
Yeah, the vibe's totally different in the new office.
Yeah,
now. It's great.
It's so nice how close everyone is.
Yeah.
Like, just in, we're all just, it's basically one room. But yeah, I feel very honored hosting this in general, but also hosting it for a Pride-themed episode. As people who have listened, hopefully, to the episode, I recently came out as quote-unquote not straight. And I've sought a lot of guidance from you guys and learned some really fun stories, and I would love for the people listening or watching to hear some too. And I feel like there's more I want to know about you guys, because I feel like there's some things I feel kind of alone on, and, or like that I don't like know are normal.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if something's relatable until you bring it up. So, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or you assume it's relatable and then you find out it's not.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare situation.
That's most of the time for me, unfortunately. Same. But yeah, that was bad. I actually, when I came out on that episode, I hadn't told my dad yet.
Oh, did he listen?
Was it through the episode?
Yeah, he listened. He found out through the episode.
Oh, boy.
But my dad's a very easygoing guy. And I, like, thought that I'd made jokes about it and talked about it in the past. But I don't think I actually did. But he, like, reached out to me, and it was awesome. Like, I see him all the time. It was just, it slipped my mind.
Did he take it well? Like, what was his response?
Oh, yeah. He's just like, he just reached out and was like, hey, love you. And I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I totally forgot to do that. Like, that sucks. Cause, like, I know it's like a thing I'm embracing. I'm not like ashamed of, but like, I felt really bad. Cause it's like, I don't know. I called my mom and like embraced everything. And it was like a really like lovely moment. And I didn't give my dad that moment.
Oh, no.
That felt kind of.
You're going to have to reveal something else to him.
What?
I don't know.
I have to make it up to him with something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell him I'm pregnant when I get pregnant, and then I'll tell YouTube, and then my mom will find out through YouTube.
Okay.
If that ever happens.
Yeah, that'll even things out.
I'm knock on wood, because I'm...
He'll sleep
I mean,
easy.
I think the only answer is to get pregnant as soon as possible.
All right,
luckily we've brought in someone. Come on in.
Oh, he's under the table, too.
That's the guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, I think he's been trying to impregnate me.
This whole time. And for those who are just listening right now and can't see, I'm wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh, weird. I am, too.
Oh, that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
So weird.
It's cool that you've decided to, like, adopt my signature look as of 5 weeks ago.
Yeah,
this carefully cultivated look.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I'm actually wearing Olivia's jumpsuit from a photo shoot we actually just did, and I really like it. It's a little tight in the ass.
It looks great. Not the ass part. I haven't checked
yet.
Yeah,
the ass looks real bad? Cool. Good thing I'm sitting down.
It looks really bad.
You were sporting this in the office for a while, and we were all immediately jealous.
Yeah, I was worried because I'm not one to, like, take a chance. I have, all my clothes are... like the same cut, just different colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get
but,
that.
But I decided to try it, and everyone was very supportive.
I love it. I'd like the army green on you.
Thanks.
My jumpsuit was red in the photo shoot, but I stole the pink from Olivia because I just like pink.
It looks good.
It does
I like
look
the
good.
Pink.
Yeah, I wore it, I think, you know, just to sport and it's in honor of you, Monica.
Oh, thanks. Aww. Tommy, tell us about your jumpsuit.
Great. My jumpsuit was in a photo shoot, and I just don't have it anymore
because
the photo shoot was so fun, and I'm a superstar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the story.
Sick, Tommy.
Thanks. That makes
Anyways.
Sense to me.
Right? You bought that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
great.
Because it's
good.
The truth.
Great.
That
I
was
always
a,
buy
good.
The truth.
That was a good photo shoot. That was so cute. We got little, like, school photos for everybody.
That's
yeah.
cool. We all got to get a little profile shot. It was nice. This is unusual for me. I saw it, and I love the look, and it's something, like, I don't know where I'll wear this otherwise. But because, like, I'm so weird with my style, like, I feel like I'm still figuring out, like, what works for me and what I like to wear in terms of, like, cuts, like you said. Like,
yeah.
Something I've been working on and trying to figure out is, like, I remember when I first started Smosh, I was super insecure about it, but, like, figuring out and working through, like, the masculine parts of my wardrobe or the feminine parts.
Yeah.
Because I definitely wear, like, sometimes I'll go super feminine, like, all out, but then other times I feel like I'm wearing, like, a more, like, quote-unquote, like, butch type look where I'm wearing, like, my flannels and my, like, baggier stuff. I don't know. Fashion's crazy, man.
Yeah, I've tried recently to, no, I mean, not this. I look.
You look incredible, dude.
What's up?
I always want to, like, throw a football.
yeah, that's
but
how
I don't know how.
Too.
I don't know how. Like, in the office, every once in a while, I'll throw on a pearls and, like, a turtleneck.
Yeah, I love that.
I loved that.
I did too, but I only, you know, it's like with clothes, you got to, like, you buy a little bit, and then eventually you have outfits. And I had, like, the two outfits that I got to be like, I'm a queen today. And then I showed up, and I was like, oh, and I was like, wow. And then the next day, I'm like, hi, I didn't shave. You know, it's just how it goes.
Yeah. I kind of want to be more feminine sometimes. But lately I've been like putting my face on, like my whole damn makeup.
Ooh.
And I feel like a pretty little soft girl when I do that. But like I've always wanted to do jewelry and stuff, but realized that I'm just too lazy to figure out what works where.
Yeah.
So I just go button down, some jeans, call it a day.
It's easy. It works. Yeah, I've just started to try get used to jewelry again because I never wear earrings, bracelets, nothing ever. Because usually I'm like scared I'm gonna lose it if it's special, or like it just gets in the way or it's annoying. But I've just started wearing like these little dainty necklaces, choker things. I'm gonna wear chokers, I think. I just
chokers are in.
Do it.
Yeah, dude. I feel like that's gonna fit me. I feel like that's me now. I've decided. I actually ordered a 40 pack on Amazon.
What?
Yeah.
40 pack.
$13. Like what the heck?
How many can you wear at a time?
We're gonna find out.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
You gotta stretch your neck out.
Oh my god, dude! like the dude doing those
gauge things in the neck.
Yeah,
like coils on more and more.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think that's cultural appropriation, probably.
I'm just gonna call it Barbie neck.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
I was very insecure about my fashion when I first started working here.
Well, you were like a full-on just child, right?
I was full-on child, was like fully, like, thought I was 100% straight. Like, I literally didn't start questioning that until late 2015, maybe early 2016.
Was there something specific that brought that on?
I don't know, because, like, when I started working in L.A., I was all of a sudden surrounded by so many different types of people. And, like, obviously there are gay people, like, just all different types of people where I grew up. But, like, working in an office, it's like, okay, we're all adults now and, like, understanding. I was also understanding, like, different cultures, like, different cultures find different things funny. There's different senses of humor, different everything. And as I understood that, I was like, okay, like, why have I been so dismissive of this certain type of part that, like, and I think the fact that I was wondering that was already, like, the fact that, like, okay, yeah, there's definitely something I'm suppressing. Where I was, like, kept questioning it. And just the fact that with my clothing, I was so weird. I've always been weird about my boobs. Like, I just always wear sports bras and, like, pack them down. Because I don't like that feminine part of me where it's just, like, bosoms, like, in the air. Like, I'm Mother Nature. Hello. But back then, I used to, like, try and, like, push them up and, like, do the whole thing. And I don't really, like, I didn't understand why I was doing it. Because I also was just super uncomfortable with my body.
Did you just feel like that's what you were supposed to be doing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore. I used to wear flannels around the waist solely because I was like, I don't have hips. Like, if I wear a flannel around my hips, it makes me look a little more, I have a little more going on there. Like, it made me, at least made me feel that way.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, because I've spent most of my life trying to hide my, like, hips and butt because I'm like, this is too feminine. I want to be more rectangular or just, like, a cylinder with arms would be ideal.
I want to be a tube, too.
I'm at the point now where, like, I'm very into, like, my muscles. And so, like, I like the curviness down below, like, all that. But up top, I, like, want to be, like, tight and just strong and brick.
How buff do you want to be?
Not much more than what I am now. Lately, it's just, like, I work out just to feel strong and less crazy. I definitely use the gym to, like, stay docile. Like, it keeps me sane.
Just so you don't rage.
Yeah. Back in my life was just shittier, like, I would be at the gym just, like, pissed off and, like, pacing back and forth in between sets, just, like, feeling that anger and, like, letting it out. I had a lot built up.
So in your new gym routine, is it less, like, instead of, like, raging, what are you using to, like, motivate yourself?
I'm actually kind of dealing with that right now. I listen to podcasts now while I work out. It's kind of problematic because I listen to funny podcasts, so, like, I'll be mid-crunch and, like, laugh and, like, have to, like, stop. And it's really embarrassing laughing at the gym to yourself.
I listened to Ian and Pam's Smoshcast episode while I was climbing, and there was I just gave up on so many climbs. I was like, what's the point of finishing?
Oh,
it just felt bleak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It did.
So, not motivating.
Lately, yeah, just in the gym, I don't feel, I kind of, I'm bored at the gym now. I think I need to sign up for like a class or something.
I started taking boxing. Woof.
I want to do that.
Woof. It's so much fun because when I'm exercising, and like fitness has is like a weird gay thing in its own, like gay man, gay thing.
Yeah.
So the struggle to fit into like the, you've got to be fit and like, you know,
yeah, just, so like what do you, so, because I want to know.
I mean, it's just like, okay, so I don't consider myself like the stereotypical gay person. No gay person is actually stereotypical.
Yeah.
It's just like the general shell that everyone's like trying to squeeze into.
It's like a baseline or something.
Exactly. Especially in LA, because everyone's like actory creative type. So it's like, if I'm going to be on camera, I better be. I'm going to make 800 of those sounds today.
I love it.
But yeah, it's only recently have I been like, you know, if I keep, it's like pushing against a wall trying to become something that you're like, well, I should be this. I've got to be this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And eventually that wall doesn't move. And then you go, why am I walking into a wall?
Mm. Yeah.
And you go, you know, maybe I should just like get healthy and not like be like, I got to be like abs and like, bleh. So yeah, boxing makes it easier because I don't have time to think.
That's great.
Yeah. Because they're just like, one, two, one, two. And you're like, bleh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That makes sense. And you're learning how to beat ass.
Yeah, that's fun too. It's like it's a cool power trip. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely like just getting strong. Like, your bouldering and rock climbing is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you do that?
It varies. I try to go 2 to 3 times per week, just like before work or something.
How do you get the energy in the morning?
I have to get up early anyway because of the little baby.
Oh, little baby.
Yeah, because he's up and I try to get up and like help my wife get him out the door in the morning. So if I'm up anyway, then I might as well just go.
So I literally was in my mind straight until 2016. So like I was so sure of it until like that year I was like, okay, something's up. And then I was working on it until then. How old were you guys when you like were like, oh, that's what I am, like in your head before coming out, before all that?
I was like a young kid. Like, I had a big old crush on Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I know she's a cartoon, guys,
dude,
but that shell bra.
Have you seen my type? Mostly comic book characters.
Max from a Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Sexy.
All right, go ahead.
So I like definitely always knew. I didn't know if I would eventually start being attracted to boys, so I left the door open for a little while. But it became clear to me when I like tried to date a boy that I'm like, oh no, I don't like this at all.
That's nice. You at least gave him a chance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you for giving
Tommy.
Us a chance. I'm jealous of him.
They got, what was that? It was one guy?
No, I dated a couple guys. The longest was 2 weeks.
Nice.
Nice. That's really long.
Yeah. With I usually just ghosting at the end of it.
Wow, ghosting.
Because I wasn't comfortable enough to be like, and I don't know who wants to hear like, oh, I don't, it's not you, it's your gender. Entirely is disgusting to me. Sorry, Tommy.
I mean, I get it.
No, men are not disgusting to me. No. I just don't want to, just not romantically.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You gave them a shot.
Yeah.
They shot their shot.
I tried. And then
I don't know.
Then, I think I was like, oh, I'm full on gay. Maybe around 19 or 20, but first kind of came out around 16.
I remember thinking gay thoughts since I was like in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a moment in elementary school that I was like, that boy's cute. And I was like, what's that? Like, what's that thought? And then, you know, through processing and kind of like exploring and stuff, it was like probably like 13 or 15. I was like, I think I'm gay, but I just kind of like held on to it.
Yeah.
Or you kind of do this weird, you kind of make a weird loophole in your brain where it's like, well, I'm gay in this way, but like I'm going to date women. And and then you just kind of create this weird like map that gets you out. And I don't know. I dated 3 women.
Ooh.
And all we did was kiss.
Because
I was not interested in anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like whenever I had those thoughts, however old I was, I just did not register them as that feeling. I think I just thought, like, still I'm like, whoa, do I like that girl's boots or am I, like, checking out her legs right now? Like, I don't know. Mm. It's definitely, like, as a kid, I just never saw that, like, was an option to feel that.
Right.
Like, I just was like, oh, like, I just like her hair, like, just dismissed it always.
Yeah, you just, like, mentally defaulted to straight.
Yeah.
Because that's, you're like, oh, this works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I remember in middle school, I think I've told this story before, or it was like right before middle school, my first time, my first kiss and my first makeout were both girls. And I remember the first time it was the other girl just like wanted to practice. I don't know if like the word got out that like I was the girl that people could practice with, because I got caught in that situation an alarming amount of times. Like, day before middle school, this girl was like, let's try all these things. And she, like, wrote a bunch of things on papers and threw them in a bowl. And she, like, would want to try, like, different kisses and stuff like that.
That is 12-year-old Monica's dream, is to be the practice girl. But I was definitely not.
Dude, I didn't, like, see it. I think when the first makeout thing, because it was, like, the night before our bar mitzvah. And, like, our crushes were going to be there. And she, like, definitely was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, so what do you want to do? And I was like,
boy.
You know, practice kissing or something? She's like, yeah. And then we're like, oh, no. Like, okay. And I think I felt guilty after that one. When I went back to my mom's house, I was like, and these were all sleepovers. It's like, they have that stereotype of sleepovers, like, yeah, it happens. But I remember going back to my mom's house and writing in my diary, like, I was like, I can't believe I did this. God hates me.
Oh,
and I drew a little heart with a knife through it and wrote my soul on the heart.
Oh.
And that was all on fire.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
It's in my diary that we use for those diary videos. It's rough. But, like, I think even a couple years later, I was like, that's not a big deal. It happens all the time.
It doesn't.
Oh, shit.
No, it doesn't.
God's mad.
I was waiting for that. I was like, I know what sleepovers are like. Eventually, this is going to happen for me. And nope.
I don't know what it was. It's like girls were passing notes being like, yo, you hear Courtney? You could practice kissing with her. And then you already experienced for your first kiss with a boy. That's what it felt like.
It's better than putting googly eyes on your hand.
Yeah, or kissing your pillow. And I remember that girl. Okay, so this happened, I think, three girls. Were like definitely three solid events where it happened. Like, I remember one, the last one was, it was Halloween, and me and my friend were like, we were hanging out with these boys and they definitely wanted to kiss us. And we're like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm so nervous. And she's like, we should practice. And we like ran away to this park and like practiced for like 2 seconds and then came back. And then we just ended up being scared and not kissing the guys. Like, it never happened. So I just kissed a girl for no reason.
You ran away to kiss a girl.
Yeah, I did.
I mean.
Yeah, what most straight women do.
Is run away.
Yeah, I guess so. It's funny. Two of those girls actually had the same name. I'll use a fake name.
Barbonica.
Now you can use the real one because you said you were using a fake one.
Yes, Barbonica. Mm-hmm. They both had the same name. I think word got out that I kissed one of them. And then one of them came up to me, and she was, like, in front of everyone. She's like, hey, I heard you're telling people that we kissed. And she's looking at me in the eyes. She's like, and we didn't. That did not happen. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't know what else that's supposed to do with that.
I didn't have any man-on-man gay kiss thing until,
boys
like...
Boys don't practice kissing together?
Boys don't practice kissing. Oh, we go in blind.
Oh, no.
That's why men are horrible kissers.
Oh, no.
They ain't practiced. But yeah, it wasn't until late high school that I had any kind of thing like that. And boy, does it click, right?
Yeah.
Boy, does it click. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like, oh,
this
yeah,
is correct.
This is it. It's like, what was I doing? Sure.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I want to know what that your first kiss was.
Gross. So my first kiss or my first gay kiss? Totally different experiences.
I kind of want to hear first gay kiss.
First gay kiss. There was, I will use a fake name as well.
Barbonica.
So,
it's a boy.
Me and male Barbonica.
Barbonico.
Thank you. We both auditioned for a play, and he got the part.
Wow.
And I got the understudy part, and then the theater teacher was like,
"Oh, weird, gay dudes in theater."
I know, strange, right?
Huh.
So crazy. The theater teacher was like, "We should have given you the part."
Ooh,
and I was like,
I know.
And so him and I met through this like weird like rivalry like problematic.
Oh, tension.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best.
That's amazing.
We know that's the best.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit of flirting, a little bit of this and that. And then it was classic, you know, there's school, you're in school. I had helicopter parents, so.
Oh, yeah. That's where it all went down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Except for my sleepovers. I was definitely not at school.
It was a school bathroom. Gross. But
that's
where you got to do it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Little smoochies.
Dude.
Little gay smoochies.
Did he, like, accept that he was gay?
Yeah, he was more gay than I was.
Okay.
Because I had come out, but I hadn't done anything yet. So I was still, like, I was like, I knew what I was, per se, but I had never done it. So it's like you know what you are, but you haven't experienced what you are yet.
Yeah, and there's also, like, no one to talk to about that in most cases.
Exactly.
Like, how do I go about, like, having a relationship like
exactly.
this?
Exactly, because you're, like, too new to the whole experience. You can't just be like, tell me about this and that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're 12.
That's literally how I feel like right now. Like, since I still feel super new to this stuff, like, I'm genuinely like, I want to know all of these things and just like, because I'm not like fully gay, but I do like, there's still parts that like I can still learn from both you guys and that stuff. So I'm like, I just like, I want to know everything so I can like, I like just want to analyze it and like, because I just feel like I'm very naive and like, I feel like even I'm like asking the wrong questions and like,
are you able to flirt with women the same way you can flirt with men or close to it?
Probably.
Okay.
I feel like my, not my persona, but like the way I flirt is definitely different with guys and girls. Like I think I act more masculine when I'm like, but I've never like flirted with a girl like deliberately, like not even yet. Like maybe it was playful and like I wasn't actually like seeking anything out. Like I'm still so freaking new to this. Like it's like I haven't even like, we work so much, I don't go out and like meet new people very often. So it's you know.
Well, I can tell you, like having dated women for a long time, I still don't know how to flirt, so it's never gonna change.
What was your first kiss?
I dated this girl in high school. We met on the internet.
Wowee.
Yeah.
Whoa. Was it?
I don't remember.
Was it MySpace?
No, this was pre-MySpace. I don't know how.
Whoa.
We found each other.
You just Googled each other.
I did spend a lot of time, like, as a young person, Googling, like, how to meet and date lesbian. Like,
oh my God.
Precious.
Just like lonely college Monica
Google.
Was just like, didn't understand.
Lady?
Yeah.
Find.
Want lady.
Want lady.
Back when Google, you could actually have a no results.
Yeah.
Search thing. Dude, I totally did that. I was like, a place for teens to get together and maybe date. Like,
type in a full paragraph.
Yeah. Google was like, what?
Hi, Google. Courtney here. So first,
I have to be honest. I don't remember the first kiss.
What?
Whoa.
Yo. Maybe we never even kissed. We dated for like 3 years on and off, but maybe we never kissed.
Wow.
What? Uh-oh.
Oh, no, we kissed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it wasn't that special if you didn't remember it.
I
guess kissing in the boys' bathroom isn't exactly a glamorous special.
It was probably something like kind of dumb and creepy, like in a car in a park, like at night somewhere.
So it's always hidden.
Yeah.
I feel like the tides have changed a little bit. There's still plenty of problems in the world when it comes to gay acceptance.
He just did hard eye contact with the camera.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at the mic. Do you feel my eyes?
Oh, wow.
The tides have changed. I feel like I'm sure there's still people smooching in a bathroom because it's school, you're young, hormones, etc. Yeah.
And some people might just be into that, you know?
Yeah, you know, don't bathroom shame. I feel like nowadays RuPaul's Drag Con just happened. There's like little babies who are maybe, I call them little babies. You have a little baby. There are children like 8, 10 years old who are like boys in full drag, like presenting female for the event, for the occasion. It's just, I don't know, because our age are now parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, let's just cut the secret part out.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Let people kind of figure out their identity and explore things. Yeah.
Out in the open as opposed to in your room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely, just didn't seem like an option. I feel like when it was ever like a possibility or like thought, like if that thought crossed my mind, I was like, no, I'm not gay. Obviously not. And like the things kids would say at high school, in high school, maybe high school, but elementary school, being like, oh, like gay means like you're a pedophile, you're a pervert. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the okay, back then you're like, I didn't know that.
And then you internalize a lot of it, mm-hmm. too. And like there's a lot of
just
like
subconscious stuff. Too,
yeah, like. There's, yeah, you think that there's something wrong or weird about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enough people say something's wrong and then you're going to accept that as truth.
Yeah.
And what's great about now is there's less that's wrong. So you don't have to, you can explore that thought without having to
just
break through
the
that
door. Break through the door. When I came out, I realized there was a lot of people I hadn't told that may be finding out through the podcast, aside from my dad, who, like, my dad, easygoing, loves me, that's fine, but like there's definitely like other family members that I'm like, will they, knowing that, I mean, I'm not even like, I'm just quote unquote not straight, as I said, like, mm-hmm. whatever, but family members who may not be like cool with that, I'm like, will they be comfortable like talking to me or being near me at family events? Like, because I know that I saw those things being said by other people or like being thought like, oh, gay is so bad, that I'm like worried that my family, who's like Mormon, is like totally like, no, that's not okay. And they definitely like, a lot of them like keep up with me through all this content. So I like, I still struggle with that, where it's like, will they like let me near their kids? Are they gonna think of me like that person?
Yeah, I mean, people like, they either get over it or they don't. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, people get over it, or they just wanna be polite and will be civil or nice enough. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, eventually you kind of stop thinking about it and stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. yeah, there aren't many times where I will be aware of my gayness when I'm mm-hmm. talking to someone and like looking at it like, oh, you know, is this interaction being affected at mm-hmm. all? Because I'll never know. So there's no use in wondering about it.
Yeah.
It's just, it is the way it is.
Yeah, that's, I guess it's just good to have a, just be optimistic going into it.
Yeah. Now, I get the worry though. Because when, like, similarly, I came out to my parents last. It's weird how you do that.
I get that, though, because, like, there's a lot of kids in my high school that are like, oh, he's gay, but, like, his parents don't know. And I was like, oh, like, so I'm...
But he's, like, walking around being all, swooshy.
It's his place.
How did they take it?
My parents, I lucked out. I am very grateful. You got to be grateful when your parents take it okay.
Yeah,
it went well. It's a very silly story. I got caught in... like a gay thing. I was like texting my friend about like the guy, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought my parents like put two and two together. They didn't. So I came out very like, that's right. Because I was at, because you expect this horrible nightmare experience, right, yeah, which some people have, and that's absolutely horrible and just the worst.
Yeah.
But I went in expecting the worst, as almost everyone does when they come out. So I was like, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm gay and I'm your son and I still love you, so you better still love me. And they're like, why are you yelling? They're like, it's fine. Why are you, what, calm down. And then my dad was like, I don't mind that you're gay. I just wish you would have come out a little nicer. Could have sat me down. And I was like, okay, dad, all right.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's sweet.
What about you?
Monica. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, yours was very different. Sorry, I was just like, yeah, what about you? Is yours cute, fun, too? And I was like, not
particularly. So I was worried just because my parents are Indian from India. So culturally, things are a little bit different. And so I first came out to my brother, and he was really supportive and great. And then I think that I came out to my parents, but it was also like my parents would kind of, like, snoop through my stuff all the time and, like, read whatever I wrote. So they definitely, like, I was a little bit pushed out. So it's fine. Like, okay, I'm going to tell them. So I told them, and the initial response was not great. My mom asked if it was because I did theater. And then my dad asked if it's because guys didn't like me. So it was like overall just a rough and hurtful experience. Sorry for putting you on blast. If my parents are listening to this, which they're not. But
but like it's like okay now. It's,
yeah. Yeah. It took them a while to come around, but eventually, you know, they did. I think my dad, it finally clicked into place for him like in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation where he was like, I just don't know why you've chosen such a difficult path. And I was like, well, you know, it wasn't a choice. And then that suddenly, no matter how many times he heard it, that time it just clicked with him. And then I think my mom stopped trying to pitch the idea of setting me up with a nice Indian boy to get married, probably also early 20s.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that was, so I first came out when I was 16. I also had to keep, like, reminding them. So, like, there were smaller versions of this event almost annually for, like, a few years. But
that's rough.
But, you know, we're in a good place now. It just took a little while to get there.
I'm glad you ended up in a good spot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very good. I was a little scared with my mom. I knew she was going to accept me. Like, I knew she wasn't going to, like, disown me or anything. But, like, I was worried because she's the more Mormon parent of my family. And so I was a little worried that she'd be just, like, shocked or, like, not believe me. I just, like, I always tend to fear the worst anyway because, like, I usually hope that the whatever comes out is better than what I expected. And it was. Like, she was so nice. She, like, when I told her, she thought it was, like, her responsibility to, like, help me through those feelings. That's like, so she thought I hadn't, like, really worked it out yet. And I was, like, I literally was crying, like, it was on the phone. Like, I definitely, like, got on my bed and just, like, made the call. And I was just so thankful for her reaction. And then just forgot to tell my dad.
I'm obviously, like, really happy for you guys that you had smooth experiences. But there's this, like, shitty part of me that resents that. Even though that's what we're fighting for,
right?
It's like, it's tough because, like, obviously I want it to be easy for people to come out and for it to not even have to be a thing, like a whole coming out thing. But, like, oh, by the way, that's great, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just this little part of me that's like, I hurt, you have to hurt too.
Yeah.
And it's the part of me that I hate, but well,
that's
there.
That's a human feeling, though. That's like a human experience. I think that goes beyond like gayness, but I totally understand.
I feel like it's like you overcame something and you grew stronger from this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had to pull through the mud to get to where you are to be okay. And like we just kind of got plopped.
You're just like bloop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get that. Like that's.
But I also like I know that I'm probably right in the middle of the spectrum of coming out experiences. Like there are far worse experiences because ultimately my parents, like, they didn't kick me out, they didn't disown me, they didn't, like, punish me, they were just, it was just not friendly.
Absolutely.
Wasn't their fave, wasn't the vibe. For
the That's what they said, yeah.
Yo, Monica, this is not the vibe, said your
Monica,
dad.
Monica, I just don't really like this groove.
Man. Your Indian accent is impeccable.
Thanks so much. But yeah, no, it's like, that's why I started my story with like that I'm super grateful and like you have to be aware of the full spectrum.
Yes.
Because if you're just like, well, it's la-di-da being gay, then that's not how it works.
Yeah. That's the thing, like a lot that I, when I'm trying to learn more about the community, it's like, yeah, like there are people who like it's been kind of pretty much pleasant, but there's like a lot of struggle and like acknowledging that struggle and kind of like being sensitive to it. Something I've been aware of is like outing people for them is like something I was like, oh my gosh, like that's a thing that probably totally happens. Like I was once with two girlfriends, one of them was bi, and like these two friends had just met each other. And like I was like, oh yeah, like you're bi, right? And the friend was like, yeah. And I realized like, oh my gosh, that probably like was not okay for me to do. Turned out the third friend who was learning that was actually not a tolerant person of that.
Oh.
So didn't learn that immediately, but like that. So it's like things like that, like you have to be aware of. And just like the community in terms of like Stevie, I shot something with her on Mythical, and she did a thing where she was teaching me or trying to quiz me on queer slang.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It was really fun. I didn't know like any of them. There was one like celesbian.
Oh yeah,
celebrity lesbian.
Yep.
Makes sense.
That one makes sense. But then there was like wrinkle room, and I was like, oh, vagina, and she's like, no. Apparently, that one means like it's like a place where a lot of old gay guys hang out.
Yeah,
it's there's a lot of fun sides to the community too, I guess, which is awesome. It's just like a lot of give and take.
Yeah.
Of what there is.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I've never been to a gay bar.
Oh.
It's something.
Yep.
It's something.
I briefly, when I was around 21, and I think only for that year, I a couple times went to a lesbian night in West Hollywood called Truck Stop.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was as advertised. It was
a lot of grease. People under the car.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. They're like, let
jumpsuits?
Me weigh your.
Oh, full circle.
And I'll dress like a truck.
Yeah,
perfect. So
that's yeah, all. Sorry. Just that's want all? Just want to put that out there. Truck Stop.
Truck Stop.
There are no. There's like, lesbian bars aren't really a thing.
It's usually a lesbian night.
That kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. That's kind of lame.
I mean, it's. It's a true stereotype. Lesbians like to stay home a lot. Like, if you're a lockdown lesbian in a relationship, chances are you're, like, at home with your two dogs and three cats, just, like, covered in fur, watching
love
Netflix.
That. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix, I've actually just started watching The L Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who are watching or listening, that's... Or who don't know what that is, it's pretty much, I feel like it's like the lesbian Sex and the City type thing-ish.
Yeah, a little, like, yeah.
It's a little more dramatic.
Yes.
I've only watched, I'm like midway through the first season, but it's because like I feel like I got a lot of dating experience, straight dating experience through watching. I hated Sex and the City, but you know I watched the entire series and both movies because I'm like that. So now it's kind of interesting watching The L Word because it's like, I'm learning a little more, getting kind of an insight on the dating life-ish. I don't know if it's fully accurate. I'm hating some characters already. That's just how it goes. I'm going to watch it all. I know I will.
I wish there was an equivalent for, like, gay dating, There's this one show that I'm not going to remember, so this is fun to hear about. but there's not a lot of, like, gay examples on, like, TV mm-hmm. for, like, a gay guy to, like, watch and be like, oh, I see how, like, a relationship could be and could unfold.
Because, yeah.
like, gay men in particular, well, I guess gay people in general are very, like, caricature when they show up.
Yes. And usually, like, anything, any media about them is centered around them being gay. So yes. it's like, you're like, I'm just a person who's
also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas, yeah. like, any story, and up until, like, fairly recently, any movie or TV show is, like, the gay character's whole arc is about being gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Who's he gonna date? What show is he performing in?
Yeah. The one other gay person shows up in the show. You obviously.
Oh,
that's interesting too, because, like, even in our Smosh videos, like, Smosh doesn't have an amazing track record with portraying gay people or gay characters.
That's a really nice way to put it.
Yeah,
not amazing.
It's a very nice. I mean, even up until, like, I had been here for a year or two, and, like, even then, you're still like, ooh, this is rough. Like, the certain, like, we had a it was like every first date ever, there's a scene where it's a gay couple, because you want to, like, get all the representation. I don't know if you were on at that point.
No,
it wasn't really a writing thing. It was like the wardrobe choices for the character. It was mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, who knows who made the choices, whatever, but, like, it definitely just, like, when we saw the edit, we're like, oh my god, that didn't seem necessary. It seems kind of insensitive. And it's like, that's not where our heart's at, obviously. Like, we right. wanted that scene for a reason. But even then, that was probably better than how things used to be. I can't recall any, how things, like, used to be, like, back, way back on Smosh.
I mean, I think that there was just a lot of, like, playing gay, which is mm-hmm.
yeah.
just, yeah, the trying to be as flamboyant as possible and doing the voice and, like, the lisp and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now I try to, like, write gay characters and relationships, like, into our sketches
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of, like, to again, hit that broad spectrum, especially when we're doing stuff like EBEs,
mm-hmm.
Every Blank Evers, where, you know, you want to get every single
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be everyone.
But it's, I don't want to feel like I'm pushing my, like, agenda, but at the same time, I still, like, want to service,
yeah.
you know, and you know, put content out there that I feel like is real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to toe that line a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. I mean, even in our, like, in our Smosh Pit stuff, we've pitched ideas, or, like, we'll want a certain thumbnail for a video, and it's like, we'll be like, oh, let's put Koa on the thumbnail for this fan fiction video,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, a concern, because, like, some, like, as far as we've come in society, like, a lot of our fans still don't get it. Like, we had that video Kiss Currency come out a few years ago, and people in the comments were like, but wait, how can a girl kiss a girl? I don't...
Wait?
What?
Yeah.
But how could a boy kiss a boy? What?
But at a certain point, we just got to be like, fuck those people.
We do.
Yeah.
And I hope we get to that point. It just seems like it was pretty recent. Like, we didn't put Keith and Noah in love on a thumbnail because it's like our fans might... Like, some of them just won't click on it.
Right.
Because that's not the quote-unquote hetero norm that they're expecting.
Yeah. Right.
Which is... yeah, I hope we come further and further with that.
And I'm sure we will, because it's...
Yeah.
You're balancing business, advertising, the actual culture
exactly.
outside of that. So
yeah.
I think we're on our way.
Yeah, and it's like we still had Koa in the video, very
right.
much in love.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to be like, and it's, I guess it's good because the people who are like, if they see the thumbnail, they're like, no, I don't want to click on it,
mm-hmm.
which that sucks if that happens. But if they click on that video and then see that happen, they're like, oh, I guess that's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then that happens.
Right. And a lot of people are younger and they're still forming
yeah.
their opinions. So,
yeah.
you know, but hopefully they're open to things.
When Mythical was bringing us all together, like, they were making sure, like, I remember hearing one of them being like, well, we need more women on this team and, like, stuff like that. It makes me really happy when you hear that stuff. And when I found out Stevie's gay, I was like, what the heck? Hell yeah,
nice.
Dude. Her and I recently went to dinner and, like, She's the one who told me to watch the L Word, but yeah, I got a lot of nice educational stuff from her too. I'm just trying to learn from every. If I find like, hi, I'm Courtney. Like, hi, this. I find out you guys like, hey, can I ask you some questions? I'm like a nerd, like trying to figure everything out. Still, I had a story I wanted to tell you guys. This is like a really bad segue, but like here we are. Because this is a story I've actually told people before, and we were like, I was still straight in my mind at that point, too. It's called The Girl Who Wouldn't Leave. I told this story to Ryan Finnerty, and, like, we wanted to make a movie out of it somehow because it was, like, that crazy.
I remember that.
Yeah. I have, like, a few, like, drafts of, like, the first few pages and, like, a couple one pages of, like, the story. And it's obviously – the script's going to be very different from the actual story. But what happened was – so one night I was being texted by my friend. She's like, oh, my God. Come to LA, like, I want to take you to this rap concert. It'll be really fun. And I was like, okay, yeah. And she's like, oh, but if you come, like, can you give this other friend a ride? Because she can't drive out there. So you're going to drive her and you out to this concert that I have VIP tickets for. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, that's fine. We'll call this person who shows up. We'll call her Kara. Sure, Kara. I'm waiting for this girl to show up to give her ride to this concert in LA, and I was still, like, living hella far away. LA seemed like a different planet to me. All of a sudden, I get a knock at my door. I'm, like, all ready to go for this night, and then I open the door, and this girl, Kara, comes in. She comes booming, and she's like, oh, my God, hello. I used to hate you.
Oh.
I literally never met her in my life.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And then she's like, yeah, I used to hate you. Oh, my God, there was this guy that liked you, and I liked him, and I was so pissed that he liked you and not me, and so I hated you. But now I love you. How are you? Do you want some of these pills?
I was like, oh.
That's so much to unpack
so
in
hot.
One sentence.
Literally, that was the first minute. Her still in my entryway, like, haven't even taken shoes off yet. Or I guess we would be putting them on if we were going. We still hadn't, like, I wasn't fully ready to go. We're still getting my bearings. She's telling me her whole life story, like, straight up. She's like, yeah, I had this crazy boyfriend. She said some rough stuff. She's like, he used to beat me, but, like, we're still together. But, like, yeah, oh, my God, I love you. I'm so excited for this night with you. Like, do you want these pills? And I kept saying, like, no, I'm okay on the pills.
What were the pills?
Aspirin.
Yeah, just headache. Aspirin and vitamin C. She was trying to help you, Courtney.
Yeah, she's like, you don't look good. You need some vitamin C.
You're fighting off a cold?
It was Clonopin.
Okay.
I don't know what that does to a body, so.
It's an anti-anxiety.
So, okay, so she was, like, basically offering me Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sick. but, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, we are in for a night. Okay, let's just go. We're going to go to this concert. All of a sudden, my friend texted me. Well, I'll call my friend Tess. She was like, hey, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I can't take you guys to this concert anymore. Sorry, bye. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, so Kara, we can't go to this concert anymore. Like, I'm sorry. I guess it's not going to happen. You know, whatever. Sorry, I can't take your pills. And she's like, oh, my God, no, that's totally fine. I'm like, let's have a sleepover. I can't get my ride home. And she lived really far away, so I couldn't drive her back. It was like, I was like 17 at
okay.
this point.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, I was like not allowed to do anything unless my parents had specifically said okay, and they didn't say okay. So she was like, yeah, let's have this sleepover, and it's going to be amazing. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Oh, my God, I can't believe that guy loved you, and, like, he didn't want to date me. Like, I can't believe I used to hate you, and I love you now. Do you want some of these pills? I'm like, no.
What else do I talk about? I hate you, pills, I hate
okay.
you.
Did I tell her I hate her?
Yeah, let me check my notes.
Okay. Hate you, love you, pills.
She's like a soundboard. and I was like, okay, you know, whatever. She can stay here. She has no way of getting home. That's fine. It was like 10 o'clock at this point. She's like, yeah, oh, my God. She's like trying to find a way to like get alcohol, all this crazy stuff. And all of a sudden, I hear my doorbell. And I walk up and I open the door and it's the guy that she was talking about, this guy that I hadn't seen in 2 years. And he apparently, like, had a crush on me, and I guess I friend-zoned him. He's all of a sudden at my door. He went to a different high school. Like, I literally didn't know him very well. He's there.
And you didn't know he was showing up
either. I had no idea he was showing up.
I love the sitcom that you lived.
This is real, and I don't believe it's real. She
Kyra comes out and she's like, oh my God, it's him. It's Toby. Like, Toby, remember when you were in love with her?
Oh boy.
And he was like, oh, God, that was 2 years ago. I was just like, what is going on? And she runs off to go grab her pills, probably to offer him some. But like, it's just him and me in the entry room. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. Like, she, I guess, invited him over. And he was under the impression that I knew, I guess. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. I barely know her, too. This is really weird. But, like, he decided to just stay and still hang out. And I was like, okay, like, I guess this is happening. We, like, got Taco Bell. And she, this entire time, is now telling him her whole life story about her crazy boyfriend and all these things she's into. And it is just hours and hours of this. And I'm going through the whole thing just like, what is happening? It's just so weird that you just kind of sit back and like let it go.
Yeah, you just, yeah, you don't know how to respond to this new thing.
Yeah, you just take a passenger seat in your brain. You're just like, nah.
Yeah, and there was a point where all of a sudden she's like, oh, my grandma's here. She runs out.
No.
What?
She runs out and her grandma's in the car and she's like, oh, she has my medication. Grabs it and she's like, bye, grandma. And the grandma drives off. I'm like, wait. Couldn't she have taken you home? She could drive you home. She's like, oh, but no, but we're having a sleepover. And I was like, oh my God, dude. And okay, so she stays. It's literally the whole night's like revolved around her. She's this personality and she's just putting it on, like letting us know everything about her. Like, go off, queen. Like, sure. I wasn't going to stop her. And this guy, Toby, just was down to stay. I think there may have been still some, like, feelings or something, and, like, that's why he was staying there.
Oh, 100%.
Until 3 a.m. was just talking, and I was like, at the point, I was like, okay, guys, listen, like, dude, Toby, you gotta go home. Like, it's time for bed. Like, okay. And he finally leaves. And when someone sleeps over that, like, I don't know very well, I let them sleep on my bed, and then I sleep on the floor because, like, I don't care. And so I was, like, setting everything up. And Kara comes in. I'm like, yeah, you sleep on the bed. I'll sleep on the floor. And she's like, no, like, we can share the bed. It's fine. And it's a twin-size bed. So I was like, no, that's okay. Like, I'm good. Like, I'll just sleep on the floor. Like, I like it. And she's like, all right, well. And she offers me one of her pills one more time. I tell her no one more time. And then we're both laying down. And she's still wanting to, like, talk and just keep going and talking. She's like, yeah, like, oh, my God. So, like, what are your turn-ons and stuff like that? And I was like,
oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I guess I like this thing. It's kind of cool. And she's like, oh, my God, yeah, that's so good. Oh, my God, I'm getting horny now just thinking about that.
Oh, no.
I was like, whoa. And she's like, yeah, oh, my God, like, that's so crazy. So, like, one time I, like, scissored with my cousin, and it was crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, but I, like, think I liked it. And sorry, viewers, like, that took a deep turn for you all, but this is my life, so this is what happened. She's like, yeah, that the scissoring, like, I liked it, and then I did it again with another cousin, like, later on.
What is this family?
The grandma shows up, gives medication, leaves, doesn't know who I am.
Like, oh my God.
She's like, yeah, scissoring is crazy. And I was like, wow, dude, good for you. Good night. And she's like, yeah, you know, like, scissoring's awesome. Like, I think that's something, like, I want to do with you.
What a great way to propose sex.
See, listen, there's a good lesson about foreplay here. It's an 8-hour thing. You just show up.
Yeah, you stick to the script.
You tell them, I hate you, I love you, let's scissor.
Yeah, you get two cameos.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Two cameos.
Yeah.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Yeah, so she says that, and she was super casual with it. We haven't made eye contact the last 10 minutes. We've both been staring at the ceiling, like, I'm on the floor, she's in my bed. Like, yeah, just, that's something, like, I kind of think I want to do with you. It's like, if you want to try.
I know we're not cousins, but hear me out.
And at this point, I was like, you know, Kara, I'm actually about as straight as it gets, so... Mm-hmm. I'm good. And she was like, no, but like, it's really fun. Like, I'll show you, like, it's really cool. Like we'll just give it a try and it'll be really great. And I was like, no, like, I'm really good. It's fine. She's like, no, like, I promise you, like, it's really fun. She goes for like 15 minutes, literally trying to convince me to do this thing. And I was like, you know, but it wasn't ever like aggressive ever. It was just like, you know, like, it'd be really cool
just
to
like
try.
Just like selling you on it.
It's just really fun. Maybe we could do that.
Okay. Watch this PowerPoint. Yeah.
It's like she found out through the grapevine that I'm one to practice with, too. It's like, yeah. It's like the word traveled that far. But I finally was just like, no, I'm really, Kara, I think I'm good. And she was like, oh, okay, good night. Takes out a hearing aid, puts it on the nightstand, and rolls over and goes to sleep.
Oh, I love that exclamation point on that story.
Yeah.
She could. Yeah. Maybe she just couldn't hear you say no.
Yeah.
Maybe. Shit.
Is that insensitive?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
She wasn't deaf. Like, I think it was just bad hearing in one ear. Yeah. And then the next morning, the friend Tess, who invited us to that concert, who I never heard from the rest of the night.
Well, yeah, because she dumped her crazy person on you.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, can you take care of this crazy person? And take her pills. I woke up the next morning to her coming in, like, jumping on the bed and being like, hey. And I, like, grabbed her. I was like, I need to talk to you. And, yeah, that girl didn't leave my house till 5 p.m. that next
Whoa.
Day.
Whoa.
Wanted to talk about doing a trip to Santa Barbara together. In a hotel room. I have no idea. I was literally 17. I didn't understand these feelings or what that was. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, that's no way to hop into exploring something.
Yeah, no. I
just want to be like, do this.
You want to try it? Try my pills and try my vagina.
Take it for a test drive.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story.
Wow.
That was the most I've ever been hit on by another girl, I think. But yeah, that you'd say that's movie worthy that night?
I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you just gave away the entire plot.
Well, we had other details and layers we're going to add on.
Great.
But
there's four more grandmas.
Yeah.
They just keep driving by to deliver different medications.
Grandma cameos? Different famous old women?
Old women.
Oh, my God.
Get them on Meryl Streep, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to help me write that?
Yeah.
Monica, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Can I be a grandma?
Yeah, yes, be a grandma. Can you do our memes when we promote the movie coming
Absolutely.
Out, please? That'd be amazing.
Got it.
Yeah, that was the craziest night ever.
It's so wild that she was just so like, I'm going to go for it and just like show up. And if everything goes right, we'll be scissoring by 2 a.m. And then she hit the roadblock and just kept jumping over him. Like, she doesn't want the pills. I'll keep asking.
Maybe she wants the crush that we had on that guy.
Maybe she needs him around.
No, it doesn't need him around.
And then when it got to the bedroom part, she was like, you want to sleep on the floor? That's fine. What turns you on? Like, just kept going.
Do floors turn you on?
You said you like it. How much do you like it?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's wild because, like, I think that I'm so hyper aware of like not wanting to be the person who is like the creepy gay that like we were told that all gays are.
Yeah.
Like, so I will try to, like, just desexualize myself entirely when I'm, like, with a group of women or in female spaces, like locker rooms or stuff, because I just don't want to come across that way at all.
I feel that paranoia, too. Like, I even on the podcast where I came out, I was like, guys, disclaimer, like, I'm not into Olivia. I was, like, I get worried if I, like, make certain friends uncomfortable because I'm, like, I'm playfully flirty with literally everyone. But I definitely, like, get paranoid of, like, and I compensate of, like, when I'm worried that, like, if I'm talking to my friend or who's a girl, I, like, think, or, like, just when they found out that I'm not straight, that they were like, oh, God, was she hitting on me that one time? Like, I definitely worry about that.
And it sucks that, like, that even has to come up for you, like, because I don't assume that, like, every straight man I meet wants to get with me.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's something I kind of deal with is, like, when I meet a lot of guys, I'm kind of almost always on the defense a little bit. And I think it's a lot with, like, my track record with guys because, like, I just growing up, I don't know if it was, like, just who I was. Like, I was weird and, like, I didn't realize how weird I was, so it came off as confidence to other people. I was just actually oblivious to my own weirdness. Just kind of being appealing to guys. So, like, I definitely have that a little bit, just in the back of my head. It's never, like, watch out, buddy. Mm-hmm. Don't touch me, whatever. It's, like, it's definitely, like, subconscious, like, oh, that's a thing I have to worry about. So I guess that's why I feel it so much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I'm imagining that that's what they're feeling with me.
Yeah, there's a similar gay, like, parallel to that. Straight guy, there is a trope, like a stereotype, I guess, of gay men pining over straight guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not, I mean, I guess I get it, but I've personally never, ever, like, got into, like, a straight guy. Like, I've never, like, thought, you know, I was like, oh, I have a crush on him and I'm going to, like, make it happen.
Yeah.
And there, at a time, I think there was men that did a lot of that because I assume, like, the closety nature of it, it just kind of like, get me out of here, I got a, you know, bone or whatever. But there is definitely, because of that era, I think there's less gay men in general that are doing that. But now, because that happened, there are straight men who think, like, oh, is he going to hit on me? Like, I don't know. I'm, like, a little uncomfortable. So I've learned, just like you have, to, like, neutralize my, like, not my gayness, but, like, the energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just kind of, like, tuck it away and you're just like, hey. And
the normal version of SpongeBob.
Exactly. The little circle person. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just not sexual at all. Like, nope. just the least sexual person. What is that?
I don't know. I'm plastic.
I look back on, like, previous interactions I've had with women. I'm a very flirty person, and it's bitten me in the ass before with guys. So, like, I definitely look back on, like, when I have a friend and, like, I slapped her on the butt playfully, I'm like, ha ha ha. Like, I worry that, like, oh my God, was that something that's uncomfortable for them? Like, I don't know. It's a weird, it's a weird give and take.
How long's your longest relationship?
I think it was 2.5, maybe 3 years.
Gotcha.
Ish. And I was in the relationship when I realized, I was like, okay, yeah, at that point I was like, oh, I'm pansexual. But didn't do anything about it, didn't seek out information or how to learn about it or anything because I was in the relationship. I had some friends, I was like, oh yeah, like, we could go out, maybe go to a gay bar and, like, see what that's like. But, like, never ended up happening because I was, like, in this relationship where I was, like, always with them, you know, how it goes. So, yeah. No, and I don't even know, like, I still don't know if I picture myself in a relationship with a girl yet. Mm-hmm. It's just something I still need to, like, explore.
Well, you got to explore it before you can go all that way.
It's just like being, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I don't, well, when I was a little girl, I was boy crazy. And I was like, I want to marry a man immediately. Not a man. I
want to be a child bride.
I want to marry a man. I was all about getting married and having a boyfriend super young. But, like, it's just, I feel like it's just the same as, like, I wasn't ready to make out with a boy yet. I didn't know him that well. So I think it's the same with girls where it's like, I'm not ready to do certain things because I don't know. It's new. I'm like a kid again, like, figuring stuff out like that.
Do you know like what kind of girls you're into?
I feel like I made this tweet a while back where it's like, what do you mean I have a type? And it's like all these very sexy cartoon characters. Like the I think like that. It's like the unrealistically like gorgeous long hair crazy Amazon body. But yeah. I don't know. Even then I'm like, I don't know. Like
cartoon villains. Cartoon hit villains. Up.
Hit me up.
Ursula, you got my number. Hit me up.
Hell yeah.
I will hook you up.
Ursula, dummy thick, dude.
Oof.
How do you scissor if you got eight legs?
It's a long night.
And yeah, I get the foreplay.
I get it though. Like when I was first gaying, I don't know what I just said. When I was first gaying, I was also like into cartoons and like, you know, just like ideal figures of masculinity or men. And then as time got along and I did experience more things and like get the physical like reality of a human being and not like a cartoon, that's when my type, I guess, kind of took more form.
And what is it?
I don't really have one, so I know that's the antithesis to what I just said, but it's less about the picture in front of me and more about like the dynamic. So it's like, I can't tell you what my type is, but when I talk to someone, I realize they're my type.
Have you noticed like a through line at all with the men that you've dated or been interested in?
Yeah. Well, the men that there's people that I date and then there's people that I like. This is my character flaw. Okay. We're all learning this here.
Uh-huh.
The men I've dated have tended to be a little bit unsure of who they are. There's still an aspect of them that they're still trying to figure out.
Okay.
And I think I also have that. And so I'm like now in this new spot where I'm like, well, let's just explore every aspect of myself before I hop into a new relationship. So I avoid that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we offered like an unsure, like, are you scared of the world? I'm scared of the world. Let's do this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
And that's nice for that time, but you know, looking forward, I want my wife, you know what I mean? I want my little, I don't want a baby, but like I want that kind of life where you're in a partnership.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that my type, there is like a look I made that joke about, but it's more also like the energy that they give off.
Right.
Like the sexy cartoon villains give off that like, it's ironically, it's big dick energy or like that strong energy where they're like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, like, it's like, fuck with me.
Yeah.
Just like the confidence and the slight arrogance and all that. Yeah.
Because I remember watching Orange is the New Black early on in the show and seeing all the different types of like gay women and being like, oh, that one though. Also, whoa, okay. They're all like very different. So it does, because like there's the very masculine type.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the super feminine, just like powerful type as well. So it's the energy, I think, and what they give off.
Yeah. There are a lot of different like types of gay people. I don't know. I feel like the gay community is like, are you one of eight things?
Right.
If not, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
So you have to like shove yourself into like one of the little.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about the different ones in the lesbian community?
It's tough because I used to like very much like follow that and try to be like, where do I fit? Where does this person fit? And try to put people in these boxes. Mm-hmm. And it's, I guess, kind of helpful if for the people who feel like they fit that identity. I don't, so I don't bother. I used to be like, I'm attracted to femme women, but like I realized like I'm attracted to like girls who would have been mean to me in high school. That's what I'm into.
That's so real.
Nice.
So it's, I don't know. I think it's more prevalent in like the gay male community, right? Like the bear, twink, otter.
Like a specific like.
Yeah, I mean, it's the labeling isn't, being one of the labels isn't a problem. Like if you're like, I'm a bear, great, you're a bear. There's nothing negative about that.
Yeah.
You have your clique of people. It's the people who are on the like trickly like outsides.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
people who are picky and choosy, and the people on the outsides.
Because
it's like, well, where do I
fit
in? It's like, do I even care? So like, I'm in the same boat where I like.
Oh. Sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, there's it's about like the people who aren't able to fit into those slots that feel isolated. And like,
and it's like this microcosm of the whole gay experience because right. you're like, oh, I don't fit in because I'm gay. Oh, I found my people. And then within your people, yeah. you're also like, oh, but I'm still an outsider.
But I'm still not, right. And especially in the gay man community, we all hate each other. I don't get it. Like, it's so like.
I have heard a little bit about that.
Yeah. It is just like people will, it's judgy. It's clicky. It's just really everyone's, I mean, because it's like everyone can date each other. It's like the gay nightmare, but like the beauty and the nightmare of it. And so it just. It becomes this tornado where you can't really grab on to anything. I don't know. That's a crappy metaphor, but that's what being gay feels like, especially in L.A. It's tough out here.
I think that it's great being in a big city because you can find all different types of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also when you move to a big city, it's like it feels like a competitive thing because it kind of is. Like you are in this group of people that you are competing against each other to date each other, and it can be a really toxic environment.
It's the competition that really kills it.
That's tough. And that's, I feel like, I don't know, because that really ticked me off when I found out that like there really aren't many lesbian bars in LA like at all, because I feel like that helps people with their community getting together more and like meeting each other more.
Have you tried Googling Want Lady?
No.
Oh yeah, just Google Want Lady.
Yeah, hello, Google, Want Lady.
Hi, Google, this is Courtney. Want Lady, please.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, I'll do
That's how I met my wife.
It's probably much more results now. I love hearing this stuff just because, like, being where I'm at, where I'm just like, everyone's hot, because, you know, I sometimes feel, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like, I feel like I'm on the outer rim of the outer rim because it's like, I'm such, like, a floater and, like, I'm still figuring it out. I've got to probably be more solid in my identity of whatever this is, like, with more and more every day, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be here. Like, I don't feel like I deserve to, like, be a part of the community because I feel like I'm such, like, I'm, like, dipping my toe in it, potentially. Like, that's kind of what it feels like. Because you and I had, like, a fun night recently where we just got to, like, sit down. Wait, I was us three for a little bit. That was fun. Sorry. You were, like, helping me a lot, Monica, with figuring out what I need to do and how, and just how to figure it out. I still need to, like, do my research too.
I mean, yes, it's good to do all the research just so that you're like informed and you're like, you can relate to other people's experiences. But I think a lot of people are in the same boat where they do feel like they don't belong in some way. So I don't know. I wouldn't worry about trying to hit a certain point before it like just happens for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. You're welcome in the queer community. Like, don't.
Yeah, we checked.
Yeah, we checked our books.
They said it's okay?
Yeah. We got the approval, right? We, sent them the paperwork, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, you're in.
Do I get a sash?
We ran out of sash. Yes. We'll get you one. All right. But yeah, I mean, for any, like, listeners out there that are in a similar boat to you, it's like having the curiosity in the acceptance is the gay agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what being gay is. It's just, we want the free openness. So it's like the fact that you're interested in exploring that is acceptance enough. You've accepted us, so we're accepting you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a nice way of saying it.
And even if you don't feel accepted, like it's your identity. Like you choose how you define yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like a deeply personal thing. So, you know, even if you don't feel like you're a part of the thing, you are. Yeah. Like you are the thing.
Yeah, I think the reason why I deal with that is because when you're when you're an influencer or I'm like this internet personality, everyone kind of has their shtick, their thing, like whether it's their hair or like their catchphrase or just the way they dress. I think since I feel like I have to find my brand and like who I am and have this identity to show people and present to people, I feel like I automatically kind of feel that in my sexual identity as well, and like wanting to have the answers. So I guess that's why I feel that like uncertainty, because I like I've always just want to be sure about everything. I always want to be fully understood with everything, because it's like when you're understood, if you make a mistake, people get you, and it's like, no, we know who you are.
Yeah.
And just when people know who you are, they appreciate you more as a person. I think that was what I wanted most when I was trying to figure all this out, was like, if I understand myself, then I can help people understand me. But it's all a process.
And you guys helped me a lot and still are. And I'm going to probably text you guys and I was like, hey, is it okay to say this? It's like, you never know.
Yeah, but Tommy and I are definitely going to fuck with
you.
Oh,
God. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Lovely. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the Smoshcast. Yeah, I hope everyone has an amazing Pride Month. Is there, like, a thing to do to celebrate? Is there, like, a special dinner?
Yeah, you wear a dumb hat, and then you slap yourself.
Yeah, what you need to make sure to do is to show up at someone's house, right? Okay, make sure you have a lot of vitamin C, okay? Okay. How many grandmas do you have?
There has to be a rap concert, sleepover. Yeah. Got it, love that. Okay, so I already know. Awesome. Okay, well, I love you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we love you too.
Please.
Did we file the paperwork for love?
I'll get to it.
Is it pending?
Okay, we'll get to it. It's pending.
That's fine.
We will love you.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching this very special episode of the Smoshcast with Tommy, our social media meme lord, and our lovely writer Monica. And by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, people who are watching, there's this lovely table, this lovely hat on the table, these water bottles, and our lovely t-shirt that Tommy is wearing. You can get it at smosh.store, and it's very comfy, very cute, very nice. And if you want to listen to the full audio episodes, you can get those on the Wednesdays on whatever listening app, or the full video episode if you want to see our cute little faces and our jumpsuits and our lovely leather jackets. You can
see those.
Full video episode on Fridays. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.